You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Last Thursday, the first reading of the ACT Party's controversial Treaty Principles Bill took place in Parliament. The first reading was overshadowed by a viral haka led by Te Pāti Māori's Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark and joined in by members across the opposition. Members of the opposition also joined in the hīkoi in response to the bill and were there to greet protesters at Parimata. And yesterday was the third and final reading of the Citizenship Western Samoa Amendment Bill. The bill restores the citizenship of 3,480 Samoan elders. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I speak to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about both of these topics. Last week was the first reading of the controversial Treaty Principles Bill. Just to recap, why is this bill so damaging?
It's damaging because it's attempting to change the years of jurisprudence around what are the principles for the Treaty of Waitangi. It's attempting to change the Treaty of Waitangi. It's undermining Māori. It's undermining our Indigenous peoples. And it is dangerous in that it's causing division across the country, which we always knew it would, and yet this government went ahead with it anyway.
What was the mood in the House during the first reading?
Oh, a mix of sadness, anger, frustration, disbelief. I think, of course, David Seymour was thriving on that day. You could see National MPs hanging their heads in shame, because we know that many of them do not support this. But what it comes down to is that Luxon was weak in his leadership and signed up to this in order to achieve power when he agreed to the coalition agreement. I mean, those two parties had nowhere else to go. He didn't need to agree to everything, but he agreed to this. And now look at the problems it's causing.
Labour MP Willie Jackson was kicked out of the House right before the first reading. How did this happen?
Well, in his very passionate speech, Willie Jackson was relaying what people from the hīkoi had told him they thought about David Seymour. That included Willie saying that they believed that David Seymour is a liar. Now, in the House, you're not allowed to call someone a liar, but he didn't directly call David a Seymour. He didn't in the way that I just mentioned. He was asked to withdraw and apologise. And Willie simply could not apologise for that. And so he was kicked out of the House.
Was what Willie Jackson said representative of the wider Labour Party's views?
Well, there certainly is a dishonesty with David. He continues to say that that this is not divisive, that he's not attempting to change the treaty. And then he's out there also, you know, continuing to push that, you know, that there shouldn't be special rights for any one group. He's referring to our Indigenous people, and they actually do have rights afforded to them through the treaty. There's a dishonesty in his message, and I think that in many ways Willie wasn't wrong, but again, Willie was relaying the message that had been given to him by people that he'd met on the hīkoi.
The haka led by Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark was joined in by members across Labour, Greens and Te Pāti Māori. Has the opposition ever been this united?
Oh, well, I think that there have been many issues for which we've been united, and this is one. It's important that as an opposition we take a unified stance. We all believe strongly in this kaupapa. We are all strongly opposed to what David Seymour is attempting to do with the Te Tiriti. And we're also highly opposed to Luxon's leadership and the fact that he's allowing people like David Seymour and Winston Peters to just run rings around him at the expense of all New Zealand and actually our unity and our peace and, just being the country that we know and love.
And who from Labour was there to receive Tuesday's hīkoi mō Te Tiriti at Parimata?
Oh, many of us. Many of us participated on the hīkoi from Waitangi Park to Parliament and then peeled off just before we arrived at the gate, so that we could go and be part of the group receiving the petitioners and the protesters. And so I'm pretty sure all of our caucus were there. In fact, I don't recall anyone being away that day. It was important, and it's you know, indicative of our values as a political party as well, and we are unified in our opposition to David Seymour's Te Tiriti Principles Bill.
Why was it important for you to show up as Tangata Moana?
Oh, we have we share a whakapapa with Māori, we share a history, and in many ways we often find ourselves sitting at the same end of the statistics as Māori. Sometimes it feels like a race to the bottom. You know, here we have a political party who, not only for Māori, but they have for Pasifika as well, over the course of many years, being out there creating a narrative that we receive some kind of special treatment, that race-based funding is an issue and threatens everybody else. No discussion around the need for equity, no discussion around the need for targeted measures because of the fact that Māori and Pacific die younger than everyone else, that our educational statistics are poorer than everyone else, that Māori are incarcerated at a disproportionately higher rate than everyone else. And so this narrative around special treatment for Māori often has extended to Pacific. So as well as sharing a whakapapa and a history and a geography, we're sharing in the struggle as well and the fight against this rhetoric.
And what's your estimate for how many people turned up on Tuesday on the whole?
Oh, look, I'm not even going to try and guess, but I certainly have never been part of a protest, and I've been part of many protests, but I've never been part of a protest that was that massive. And I know I saw estimates that range from 40,000 to 100,000, and I simply would not be able to guesstimate.
And the colloquially known Samoan Citizenship Bill passed its third reading yesterday. What is the significance of this bill?
Highly significant. There was a period of time across the course of the 70s and early 80s where there was racist legislation implemented that that severely impacted our Pasifika community. One of those was through Muldoon introducing legislation to take away the rights of Samoans born during a specific period of time when New Zealand was administering New Zealand, Samoa, to their citizenship. And this amends the bill to restore that right so that that particular group of Samoans born between 1924 and 1949 are eligible to again apply. And so it's significant because historically this is an injustice that was inflicted on our Samoan community, with the backdrop being this wonderful treaty of friendship that we have with Samoa, but in many ways this being one of the actions which dishonoured that treaty. And so it's hugely significant. There were over 25,000, I think, submissions. So many Samoans out campaigning on this. And so it's a real win for the community.
Is it part of a bigger effort towards Pacifica justice in Aotearoa?
Yes, it is. And also I will say, off the back of the Dawn Raid's apology, this is really important. And this is really part of the spirit of that apology. The apology was never meant to be done and dusted in one day. The apology was never meant to just be a few sets of action. It is ongoing, and every government, every politician should be looking for opportunities to honour the spirit of that apology through policy, legislation, funding that demonstrates that apology in action. And this is another action which demonstrates the apology in action, but also the spirit of the apology.
That was Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni on Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti and the third reading of the Samoan Citizenship Bill.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.